5.3. 68 degrees right now here in Greenfield, and a visit with Mick from Montague Webworks. It is Tuesday morning. It's not Monday morning.
That's right.
It is Tuesday morning. I hope you had a great Memorial Day weekend.
Oh, it was rocking. It was great.
Yeah.
Great time. Good
weather
times.
Was good.
Weather was amazing.
None of your plans ruined by weather or anything like
we
that?
We were supposed to have thunderstorms yesterday at 3 when I was going over to a friend's potluck, and they were like, oh, no, oh, no. And we were like, nothing.
Yeah, I was wondering because up in Winchester there was nothing, and so I was wondering if anything happened down here. So we were okay down here.
But it was but it was pretty hot.
Yeah,
it was muggy. It was pretty awful.
The unofficial start of summer.
That's
summer
right.
is here, really.
Yeah. So
yes,
summertime things. One of the best things is mutton and meat. A fine time indeed. That's what we're going to talk about today.
Well, a summertime event. You're trying to make this a yearly event, and I think you're doing a pretty darn good job.
It's the second annual. It's coming up in 3.5 weeks from today, folks. Muttonandmead.com.
All right, let's talk about a little bit of history of Mutton and Mead.
Okay.
It's been around for 1 year.
we go way back into the annals of time.
365 days ago.
It's actually a year and a week later, so 372.
Okay. But this was the idea of whom?
It was actually my idea.
Whoa.
Yeah.
All right, Mick.
That's me. You're talking to the man.
Okay.
I was at a cabin camping thing, and we were sitting around the fire and talking about food, and somebody said... we were talking about different meats that you could cut, that you could cook, and someone said mutton. I don't know who it was, and I was on the other side of the fire, and it was like mutton and mead. And a few people giggled, thought that it sounded good, and right there, I whipped out my iPhone and I bought the domain name right there.
Right.
And
but you didn't imagine like the festival that it is.
Well, I had just done the Soapbox Derby like the week before. This is 1 week after the Soapbox Derby.
Right.
The first Soapbox Derby. And I was like, well, just in case. And then 3 weeks later, a friend called me from King Richard's Fair and said, I'm at the King Richard's Fair, man. It's great. And I was like, you know, I just bought this domain name. And he's like, we're doing a Renaissance Fair, man. And
so it is a lot like the King Richard's Fair, which is out in Carver.
Carver,
right?
Massachusetts. Yeah. Well, that's a large, like, permanent one that's there. They do it, I think,
for
8 weeks.
For a couple of weeks.
Yeah, it's like 8 weeks, I think, in the fall. And you know, all permanent structures and everything. And it's great. I mean, they have the joust, they have the whole thing. So Mutton and Mead is a smaller sort of growing up baby kind of thing. It's a second year. It'll be 2 days this year, June 23rd and 24th.
Right. Last year, during the first year, it was just one day.
It was one day, the Saturday of Father's Day weekend. This year, it's the whole weekend following Father's Day weekend.
All right. So June 23rd and June 24th. You mentioned the website quick earlier, and then I interrupted you. What is it again?
It's muttonandmead.com.
Okay.
And like I said, it's growing up, and the goal is eventually to have permanent installations, like have, you know, buy land. Right now we're having it on the property of the Miller's Falls Rod and Gun Club on Turner's Falls Road next to the pizza place there. And they're gracious and they're really into it. You know, they're like, where can we cut down some trees for you? Like, can we grind down these stumps for you? What can we do?
Can we turn a tree into a jousting stick?
That's right. I mean, they're totally into it. It's great. I mean, the first year they're like, you know, they weren't so sure. And then they saw how many people came and how fun it was. They had no idea. I mean, no one, if you've never been to a Renaissance festival, you don't really know how fun it is. And it's just, you know, all the costumes.
Some people dress up.
They dress up. They come in. A lot of people come in costume. There's a thing, interesting, I never knew this, a thing called peace tying. People buy their own weapons, like real weapons, like not the plastic swords, but like, you know, you know, that noise when you pull it out of the sheath. And you can't, because they're serving alcohol, you know, there's like, you can buy beer.
Yeah.
They have to like zip tie it to the sheath so they can't be pulled out in case people get unruly and someone might accidentally.
Right.
So it's called peace tying. So that's a thing at all these events. If you have a weapon on you, you have to go through a separate like thing and they zip tie you.
I'm sure there's more information like this at the website.
Muttonandmead.com.
Okay, that's our Montague Webworks website of the week. Tickets for Mutton and Mead are available right now, and for a limited time, they're also available at our 30% store, so 30% off the ticket price. Give me the ticket details.
It's if you go to the muttonandmead.com website, there's a link to the Save 30 store for the station.
Yeah.
And you get them at 30% off.
So it's $15 for face value, but with the 30% off.
$10.50 per ticket.
And easy.
You can buy unlimited quantities. You and your friends, you could buy like 40 of them if you wanted.
Right. But if they're gone, then
they're gone.
Then they're gone.
So you got to go now.
Yeah.
It's 3.5 weeks away and they're going fast.
Okay. Link at muttonandmead.com, and also the link at the Bear Country website at bear953.com.
Yep.
Mick.
I will see you then. Are you going to go?
I'm going to try.
All right.
Okay, we'll see what happens. It's 7:57.